proclamation number 6622 dated the August 15th, 1956. High value of correct prayer. Everything will be beneficial for you if you appeal to me for my blessing. If you come to me like children to the Father with a request, I will not close my ears but grant you what you ask for. You should be firmly convinced that I will hear you, that I will always lend you my ear and take pleasure in the words of trust spoken by your heart, even if your mouth remains silent. And thus I will guide you on every path you take and will always arrange everything so that it will be a blessing for you. You are unaware of the rich blessings your heartfelt contact with me results in, which you establish with me through a prayer in spirit and in truth. This sincere bond enables my strength of love to flow into you, which will provide the soul with tremendous impetus. It will further its development like a refreshing jet of water turns a bud into a flower. The soul needs this influx of strength, but it cannot receive it if the door to the heart is locked, which is always the case as long as the human being remains isolated from me. He must open himself up voluntarily, and this happens precisely through his connection with me in prayer. Every heartfelt prayer signifies a union with me, because I pay attention to every such prayer. But if the prayer concerns a spiritual request, my flow of grace will pour out over my child in abundance, and the soul will have taken a large step up. For my strength will not remain ineffective, even if this effect is not obvious to you as a human being. People could so easily change their nature through the right kind of prayer. A prayer in spirit and in truth is the direct path to me, which gives a person what he is in dire need of, my strength of love. Then he will be able to meet all requirements I expect of him, so that he will become fully mature. He will be able to accomplish the work of improving his soul and need not fear any weakness, for through prayer he can repeatedly receive a new influx of strength and will not fall by the wayside but instead safely reach the goal. But who seriously shapes his soul such that I can accept it into my kingdom, so that it can stay close to me in order to be indescribably happy? Only a person who sincerely prays to me. Few prayers rise up to me, and thus only few people will reach their goal on earth. The fact that you may pray to me, that you may approach me like children to the Father and can also appeal to him for help, is a gift of grace you humans value far too little. Indeed, you often even disregard it. For you would be able to dispose of all weaknesses through prayer. If you thus have the serious will to reach higher spheres, to attain me, then prayer is the best guarantee that you will reach your goal, for every request pertaining to your spiritual well-being will be granted, because it is what I want to hear from you, the desire for me. However, I will also help you in earthly adversity, for I have promised this as well if you believe firmly and without doubt. Therefore you may avail yourselves of the grace of prayer at all times. I will always be open for you as soon as you pray in spirit and in truth, as soon as you trustingly present your needs and problems to me. And you will never have to wait in vain for the fulfillment of your prayers, since a father who loves his children will grant their desires providing it does not harm their soul's salvation. For I will never disappoint a child which trusts me implicitly. Amen.